All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are here for another episode of The Lords of Lobang.
Yes.
On this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
We are back in the studio.
Back in the studio. It was blazing hot outside. Now it looks like it's going to rain.
Yeah. Fucking weather.
It's still warm now.
Blame it on climate change. Blame it on Greta.
All the hot air she's
I think
releasing.
The only way we are going to have climate peace.
Yeah.
Is if Greta Thunberg gets... carpet bombed.
Carpet bombed by a group of lesbians.
Yeah. Yeah. Death by a thousand... muffs.
Death by a thousand muffs. Dude, that sounds like an album of a death metal band.
Not muffs.
Death by a thousand muffs.
Tits. Cannon tits.
Yeah. Cannon tits sounds like the band, the death metal band.
No, we can do the other one. Like, you know, instead of Cannon in D,
yeah.
It's like Cannon in Tits.
Cannon in Tits.
Cannon in Tits.
Oh, that's my favorite song, actually.
Yeah. We just remix it a bit.
And then you start like high pitch and then you slowly move on to growling.
Yeah. But actually bringing up Greta Thunberg, it's interesting. Have you seen like the news coming up from like Europe, England?
Why?
And I think the Aussies and the rest of the world, we are all watching them and like, what the fuck?
Oh,
the so-called heat wave.
The heat wave,
the graphics. Like, it is ridiculous.
It's spiking.
No, it is raining in England.
But it's so hot.
It is not.
No?
It is not. The temperatures are like 20 degrees.
But the other countries, they were saying like English tourists going to like, France or Italy, I cannot remember one of them, like a lot of them suffering from heat stroke because the temperatures
were soaring.
Yeah, it's
nonsense. It's nonsense.
No?
No, it's not true.
No?
No. They just changed like the graphics, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
To show that it's all red.
Right.
But it's not.
It's hot because it's summer.
But what if it's hot water that's raining on them?
It's not.
Yeah, it's a nuclear fallout. From Oppenheimer.
Fucking in India, right? Like in Tamil Nadu and all, during the peak of like their summer, their peak of their summer, it's like 50 degrees. Eh?
Ooh.
50
Celsius.
Wow. Degrees Celsius.
God damn.
Degrees Celsius, yeah.
There you can die.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can die from
because, not the air temperature, right? Because the heat is so vigorous, like it heats up like the road.
Yeah.
And then that reflect the reflection of the...
Right. Can cook eggs.
You can cook eggs.
I've seen videos of people walking...
Might take some time, might be a little bit, you know, ashy, but...
Yeah, or asphalty.
Asphalty, yeah.
It will taste like the road.
Yeah.
It will taste like...
the bitumen tank.
Oh, yeah. Dirt. Actually, sorry, it's more like dirt.
It will taste like dirt, Or car exhaust. It tastes like car exhaust.
Or
and cow manure.
Piss and shit.
Piss and shit, yeah.
Cow manure.
I've seen videos of people, like, guys crossing the road, and then the soles of their shoe or flip-flops get, like...
Yeah.
Melted on the road. It's so hot that it just melts off the sole of the shoe.
Is that a testament to the road or to the poor quality of slippers?
I think Nike needs to move in lah.
And
start selling
the
shoes.
Another thing, right, is that this has never been a problem.
Right.
Being in a country which is warm, right, was never a problem for the Brits.
Mm.
That's why they ventured out.
That's true. They needed some warmth.
Why do they go for vacation in fucking Mallorca? Or like Ibiza or like fucking the Middle East now.
Come on,
why do they go to Dubai now?
They want to get away from the rain and the wind.
Why do they come
here?
Why do they go to Malaysia?
Yeah.
But they shouldn't have come here, man. You won't be getting far from the rain
here. No, they love it here.
Because the sun.
The sun.
Yeah.
But it's like free skin cancer for them, no?
There's no cancer.
It's okay. They just hide under the palm trees. Coconut trees.
Yeah. No, I thought it's always because of the money. Like their pounds... Convert here is like us to Malaysia.
No, that's true lah.
No, that is almost in every other country lah.
Oh yeah lah.
In every even the States.
British pounds, it's still strong.
It's strong. But they love the weather. That's why they always go on vacation to countries where it's hot. And the sun is shining.
But then what?
And they used to complain saying that it's so red and gloomy and cold.
In UK.
England, in the UK.
They do know it's karma, right? For all the bad stuff they've done
in the
past.
No, and it's not the normal people who are complaining now.
Yeah.
It's just the news.
The British Museum.
The news is trying to create like some narrative, which is not there.
Yeah, but there's this funny thing where they do say that the British Museum is the only museum in the world where you don't find a lot of British stuff.
Of course. It is, that is like a testament to their...
To the empire that never sleeps.
Yeah. You don't find a lot of British stuff. You find a lot of stuff from
the empire that the sun never sets. That's
the Japan.
No, that's England.
Literally, right? It's like the living room of an explorer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Japan is the empire of the rising sun.
Sun, yeah.
Then England is
the empire that never sleeps
is the British Empire.
British Empire.
No, New York City, yeah.
What?
That one might be the city that never sleeps. That's a city. This is an empire.
Isn't that Las Vegas?
That's the city of sin.
Oh.
Then right. Bangkok?
Bangkok.
Land of Smiles.
Land of Smiles.
Thailand.
Vertical Smiles.
Gender transitions.
Yeah. The land of you don't know what you're going to get until you're in the room together.
Actually, they should rename from Land of Smiles. Land of Benders.
Right.
And that could mean many different things.
Land of Spin the Wheel.
Spin the Wheel.
Land of Smiles. Singapore is the what? Land of Texas. No, we're not Fine City. Ah, yeah. The Fine City. Not Land of Texas. Land of Texas is America. Wait, which country has the highest tax? It's the European one, right?
I think Britain.
Singapore is low tax, dude.
Comparative.
Yeah, to other countries.
Is it?
Yeah.
But for everyone else, like, not for
all
us.
The
for corporations.
I think Canada is high. Canada is high, France, yeah. England, Australia.
UK is high as well. Yeah.
But they got free healthcare.
Not say free, like you're paying for the healthcare.
True taxes.
True taxes. Yeah. Free, like, so
if you earn anything like above 120 grand, you're paying like 40% in tax.
That's wild. Yeah.
Ooh. So you definitely can't say I'm getting free shit.
Yeah, that's true. But then again, it's a good place to get appendicitis.
And then you wait 3 months to get surgery.
Even then, they encourage you to go and like take up your own health insurance.
For sure, you need.
Because they say that, like, usually we are too
overwhelmed.
So,
yeah.
If you have the money, like, just go get your private health insurance.
You need
much faster for you.
Yeah, so it's free. Like, if you have a cough, then you just go to the clinic, and you know, you don't pay for it.
There's no such thing as a free lunch, right?
Yeah, there's, yeah.
So when things are free, you say it's pretty shit. And that's the case for, like, public healthcare.
Public healthcare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it should be the free market dictating it.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? And then the government does not go and regulate it like mad.
Mm.
Like, you don't say that, oh, your insurance must be this much and all. You don't say that. Like, the free market will dictate it.
You don't do what America did, la, where they encourage that and then suddenly they inflate it by doctors saying, oh, you're on your insurance? Okay, I'm going to charge you a ridiculous amount for paracetamol.
Right, yeah.
Then that becomes like cronyism, right?
Yeah, that's called Obamacare.
Yeah, which is going nowhere.
Yeah. It's still around. I thought they cancelled it.
Medicare.
They are
okay.
Still trying to get it cancelled.
Right.
Because it was implemented by President.
They should cancel Obamacare like how they cancelled Donald Trump.
Yeah.
It's still to be seen whether he can run for the next election, right?
Isn't he like getting impeached, impounded, whatever that is?
Impounded.
Impounded. So
he can't be impeached because he's no longer the.
Yeah, so it's an indictment.
Indictment, that's the word. I know it starts with I.
Yeah.
I something.
You impound a car.
Yeah. So, but there's still.
Wait, Donald Trump does look like an old truck, though. He has the skin of an old truck. Yeah.
Huge.
Massive head and a massive body.
He's huge.
Yeah.
Like he. Went for the UFC, the previous UFC pay-per-view card, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, most of the fighters, like, came out to shake hands with him.
Oh, that's in Florida, right?
Yeah, that was in Florida.
Florida loved Donald Trump.
Yeah. And, like, he was, like, as big as them or maybe even taller than them.
Hey, who knows? Maybe he'd be secretly training.
He's a very tall guy.
Yeah, he's quite tall.
He's quite tall, yeah.
He's a big guy.
He towers over most of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Biden was tall as well when he... But now he's just a freak show.
Now you're just wondering when he's going to fall and break his hip.
Hopefully he dies.
Hopefully.
Who, Biden?
Yeah, and then Auntie Kamala can come and take over.
Hopefully he does it on live television. And that will drive the ratings up. There were a couple of times he fell.
There was another guy, right? Some senator or what?
He just froze up. He froze up. And then when they were asking him later on, he was like, I'm okay. Gotta watch out for those sandbags. I'm like, huh? What sandbags?
This fellow on Warfield.
Yeah, I think he went back. Like he went back to Vietnam. Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what's going on, man? What sandbags?
Like, yeah, what sandbag?
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was a hilarious meme.
He just got like ushered away.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Can his party should hold like a no confidence vote, right? And like get this.
No, but the thing
out,
is that what was the question that caused him to do that?
And the fact that they haven't done it shows that they want him there because he's just a puppet.
Exactly.
Maybe. Yeah, he's just there to sprout whatever news that
is what the president does.
Yeah. No, but this one is damn blatant, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever that he's saying makes no sense. He's like reading off a script that he hardly understands at all.
Yeah, after a while, like, he just shut down, power down.
Power down.
I wonder what was the
question. You can see the battery just draining from his face.
Yeah. What was the question that set him off, I wonder? Do you know?
Which one?
This senator. Like, what caused him to power down? What was the question that he asked? Like,
I can't remember.
Like, so what do you say about the UFOs? He just stops.
Oh no, they were pushing for the UFOs.
Oh no, apparently
stories.
There's another one, right?
They keep pushing.
And saying that the government has non-human bodies.
Yeah.
That could be anything. That could be cows also.
Whitney Webb on X, now it's X.
Yeah. I keep wondering what the hell the X is on my phone is. Twitter change.
Yeah, it's not helping the UFO we need to be underground. We can't be out in the open.
Yeah, so Whitney Webb was saying thank you so much for giving me all this info.
Yeah.
From an alleged former intelligence agency person who is just feeding me all this information out of the blue.
Right.
Yeah, then she was like, fuck these people.
This is like...
this is pure...
counterintelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's like those oil protesters.
Yeah. Technically, when you say it's non-human remains, right? It could be a bug on a windscreen.
Yeah, it could be cows.
Exactly. It could be anything.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Non-human remains. You go down there and say, that's just a goat.
Yeah.
And you say, what's attached to him? The farmer.
The goat attacked the farmer.
So I know because of the bestiality point of view here, you don't consider him human anymore, but it's not nice to not call him
a poor farmer
human.
And then the drone fell on the farmer and the goat, and it's like,
they
were non-human remains.
And now it's a UFO.
Yeah.
It's an unfuckable object.
it's at the point, right, where people are like, there are groups of people who like want like aliens and like all these kind of things to be real.
Right.
So they will like really like, any information is good information.
Yeah.
Or we can work with anything that they put out.
Yeah. I want this alien stuff to come from like citizens and not like from the government, because I trust people more.
The thing is, I wouldn't want alien stuff to be found like in wreckages. I don't want them to like reveal to me. Yeah, this UFO.
Then it's not really good as well, right?
Yeah, it's not really
good. There's no intrigue. There's no mystery.
No. It's that the aliens are not competent.
Yeah, they crash.
They crash.
These aliens are teenagers. They went on a bender and then they just crashed in our world.
They were doing cocaine. Fuck! The aircraft is shooting at us.
Yeah.
Put your shoes up. Put your shoes up.
They came from DR Colombia or Thailand.
Yeah.
What are we going to learn from them?
Then the most cooked up guy, the pilot said, I can't find the shoe button.
Yeah.
Fuck, we got shot down.
We would prefer the Star Trek kind of, the aliens coming down, landing all Korean, really landing on the on the ground, the thing opening, bright lights, alien coming out, giving us a really cool hand gesture and everything and saying like, nice stuff.
Don't worry.
Like, live long and prosper, like that kind of stuff. Instead of like yo dudes, like some stuff like that. Like something we can learn from them, lah.
Yeah.
In other words, what we're getting is like their leftovers.
The aliens land and like, hey, how much for a bag?
Yeah.
Bag or what? No, the powder.
Them crashing is one thing. If we shot them down, that's worse.
Right.
The first thing we do to visitors from outer space, we shoot them down.
Yeah, that's not very hospitable, right?
And then the other thing is, if you have the alien whatnot in your background, backyard, or you've kept the whole thing.
Yeah.
One leakage.
Right.
Foreign bacteria from God knows where.
Right.
Could wipe us all out.
Yeah.
We should learn from the Indians, the Native Americans.
Mm.
You know, when the Spanish came, they all died.
Yeah.
And not because of the Spanish, because of the Spanish flu.
I'll be interested to I wouldn't call
there
the
was
cops
no Spanish flu.
I know. I just like, when they said
all
the
transmission studies, right, proved that it was there was no Spanish flu transmitted.
So then what killed the Native Americans?
Many
greed?
Other things. Poison?
Greed.
Poison?
Poison. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what if the
aliens bacteria as well, right? Bacteria that they
but
weren't
exposed to. But what if
the
aliens crashed into Earth on purpose?
Oh.
To spread the poison.
To spread the poison.
Yeah, that's how we got HIV.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It just made all the... So it made the
supposed chimp
there's
was actually
no, there's no HIV as well. Yeah. HIV has not proven to exist.
I'm saying everything. That's why it's an alien object. It's like
that's why this podcast is very useful.
It doesn't exist
for
on
the
Earth.
Listeners.
It doesn't exist on Earth. But what if it's an alien thing?
No, there's no proof of it.
It's what if HIV?
It's not whether it exists on Earth or another plane.
What if HIV on planet Verusian from Alpha Centauri is like an STD?
That one you drink Suntory premium malts, everything good. Pangsua.
Yeah.
Then you that one doesn't do anything. Then you buy Yamazaki, Hibiki, Hakuchu.
I also like
and watch hentai.
And then
no,
you watch
I also
hentai
like how we assume that aliens
smearing the whiskey half on your cock, half on your asshole,
half in the chimp.
Then once you're done with the hentai, you take a shot.
Yeah.
I know.
And
I
half in the chimp so that you don't get any disease from the chimp.
For
what
me,
chimp?
for me, the best thing I can think of is that if there is a highly advanced species out there, that you know can travel between galaxies faster than whatever thing, they stumble upon our planet and they you know they can observe and they can launch probes and everything and then they read up and they observe us, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they want anything to do with us.
Right.
They would just
maybe the ones who come visit are horny and they want to fuck us.
Perhaps.
And
but
then when they want to have sex, right, we shoot them down.
But then,
and then they're like, hey, what is this?
But that's assuming that we're wrong. You know, like we always like to assume when aliens come, they're going to look like bald-headed,
big
eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
But what if
gray?
Yeah, gray. But what if aliens are just really highly advanced humans?
Oh.
Yeah, so evolved. When they come in, they say, hey, that's
The ones on the planes, the recent planes where the lady, the guy, all of them act up and like, that fucker is not real.
Oh, yeah. Something
yeah,
like that.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah. So I don't understand why it was like several different planes, right?
Yeah.
And then several different people.
Now,
right?
Recently, a black lady acted up.
Are they crisis actors?
Maybe.
Because
but
they all,
the
they
black
all
lady was the least believable because that's how black people usually behave in airports.
Jesus Christ.
Lim Wei Ming.
Yeah.
But
where were these people on 9/11?
No, you later find out all of them are connected to the same academy.
Yeah.
The same academy.
Yeah.
Because you know the white lady.
New York Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Yeah, the first white lady. What was her name? I think they found out what.
Oh, the Tiffany.
Ah.
Tiffany something Lamos.
It looks like she may have pursued Korean acting.
She looks like a Tiffany. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
Tiffany on the pole.
Yeah.
She looks like she belongs on the pole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Much believe.
Hottie is a piece. Oh, did you guys see, like, speaking of, like, the insanity of humans, you know the guy who had the Ocean Gate thing? The company?
Yeah.
So now they have released their next expedition hopes.
Why have
they
closed down?
They should be shut.
I don't know if this is true or this is like someone
the
trolling
moon.
Using their name.
The moon.
No. Venus.
Wow.
Do
2050.
So
someone in the comments, right, said that, you know, the surface of Venus, you know, how hot it
is.
Yeah.
So you
it rains diamonds over there.
It will be incinerated as
I
soon
think.
As you enter like its atmosphere and all this kind of shit.
Yeah.
Then someone in the comments said that, do you even think these guys give a fuck?
They don't.
They just killed don't know how many people.
They killed
the
their
ocean.
Own CEO.
Their own CEO in the
CEO.
Ocean. They don't give a fucking damn.
Yeah. What's more lucrative? Customers that can ask for their money back.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But I really hope this is not a troll. I really hope this is real. I really hope the company actually just like tweet this or send out a newsletter.
They just put this kind of shit out, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why would they
hoping to drive up the stock price.
Exactly. Why choose Venus? Mars?
Yeah.
The moon?
How about
the thing is that they know that those are already disputed, so they chose another fucking planet.
How about just going snorkeling? We can go snorkeling in like the Maldives, you know, safely without imploding.
Okay,
how
so
about that?
One up over
Titanic. Maldives. Was it Maldives or Mauritius? Fuck, we did not cover this.
What?
This links to our topic that we will touch on later on.
Yeah.
So this Chinese tourist. I think she's an influencer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She went to one of either Maldives or Mauritius.
And she got raped?
She got raped in the
Maldives.
Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Maldives.
It came on Twitter.
Maldives.
Yeah.
Ritz-Carlton.
Is it Ritz-Carlton?
Yes. She was in a Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, she posted it on Instagram.
It was Twitter, I think.
Twitter. Twitter and
Instagram.
I don't know. I saw it. It's on Twitter. I read the original thread on Twitter.
Yeah. She was assaulted by one of the staff, if not wrong.
Yes.
One of the cleaning staff, yeah.
One of the, like the bellboy.
And
the
bellboy, bellboy. Yeah. And technically, right, like if it's like Ritz-Carlton or like St. Regis, St. Regis, they will have like butlers.
Mm.
Ritz-Carlton, I don't know whether they have like proper staff to come and attend to your needs or they just send you a bellboy.
Right, right.
Which is weird, la.
Yeah.
So this fella came in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can help you and everything. Started drinking her complimentary champagne.
Yeah. Started asking her personal questions.
Personal questions.
Yeah.
And then he just went for broke.
Went for it, la.
He went for it, la.
He swung for the fences.
Swung for the fences, attacked her.
Yeah.
And she was left with like scratches and like bruises.
Yeah. Wait, didn't he drug her or something?
No, 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 no.
No.
He went straight with brute force.
Right. Just okay. And yeah. then she
fought back.
She
and then
called
she complained.
The cops, right?
Yeah. No, she complained and then she called the cops.
Yeah.
The cops advised her to just leave.
Right, like leave the country, la.
Yeah, like just butler, yeah. Yeah, just make the police report and just leave because it's going to take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the hotel is not cooperating or something like that. They told her.
Mm.
Because the hotel was just like saying that none of these incidences happen.
Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, look at the wounds on my hand.
Exactly. And she was like, this is Ritz-Carlton of all places.
Yeah. She took pictures of herself as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there were bruises and cuts, right?
Yes. Yeah. Scratches and all.
Right. Well.
But no arrest was made.
That's insane though.
No arrest
was made. At the time where she flew back. She flew out of the country, no arrest.
And I think one somebody in the hotel, I don't know whether it's the manager or what, or Ritz-Carlton itself, said like she made that thing out so she doesn't have to pay for the
for the rooms.
Wow.
She's like, no. And she also said, my family is quite well-to-do.
Didn't she pay for the thing already?
Yeah, yeah. No, so they were alleging they want a refund.
She wanted a refund.
So right. It's like, no, my family is well-to-do. And it's like saying I'm well-to-do. Come, I'm here alone.
Mm.
Who goes to Maldives alone? Who can afford, like, you know, unless it's like on a honeymoon or what? Usually only rich people go there alone, like, to what?
Yeah.
So she took pictures.
Right.
Sexually assaulted, so.
Yeah, he tried. He didn't.
He sticked his pee pee in her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Yep.
But why was she keeping her mouth open? That was.
She was screaming.
Oh,
yeah.
Maybe she. Maybe she was singing Mariah Carey and the guy was like,
no.
You know, if you sound too bad. If you had bit the fella's cock off, right? Then there was no way of him saying that.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything. She unzipped my pants.
Yeah, and
pulled out
my
undies. Pulled down my undies and then like.
But I guess it doesn't occur to you to bite someone's dick, la. I mean,
if she had good reflexes, la. Like this video I saw on Twitter. One guy was at the petrol pump.
Yeah.
Petrol station. He was refueling and a van turned up with fellas in ski masks.
What?
Like with balaclavas on.
Yeah.
So it looked like they were either there to like beat him up or like steal from him or like kidnap him.
Mm.
And this fella, right, fucking crisis management 10 out of 10.
Right.
Oh.
Immediately he took out the hose from the car and started spraying them with the fuel.
Yeah.
And then as they were like running away, the van door was open, right? He just started spraying the entire van and the insides of the van with fuel.
Wow. Did he light it up?
He did not.
Oh, shit.
He did not. And people were like, did he?
Come on, what happened? Where's part two?
People were like,
This is like, this is like a John Wick movie, right? But you don't see the final ending.
But if he had whipped out like matches or like a cigarette or like a windproof Zippo, his car also would have been on fire.
Oh, that's true.
Because when he was spraying, it was all over his car as well.
So it's like mutual shared destruction, lah.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. But people were very creative in the comments. They were like, imagine the debrief.
Yeah.
Where all of them go to like a lonely field and then they park the car, turn off the lights, everything. And then they're like, what the fuck happened there? Yeah, man, what the fuck? That was a great escape. Where's the cigarette?
The moment some fucker lit up.
Boom.
Just white shot at night and then you just see four figures on fire.
You know, the fucking the van. Oh, then the van is doused. Fully doused, including the interior.
Yeah.
Hi. But
yeah, so funny, dude. Imagine that the leader is like, hey, this one is an easy job, lah, bro. Yeah. Go in there, in, out, take the guy for cash, and then we chow. And yeah, after they're like, what happened?
Murphy's Law.
We almost die.
Twitter has got shit tons of these clips. One older, like, white-looking man assaulted by two black guys. They're beating the shit out of him. And, yeah, like, people are just taking videos from inside a cafe. And it's like, cafe, glass door, and the assault is happening right outside.
Yeah.
And then he bends down, whips out a gun.
Yeah.
As soon as he whips out a gun, right, the two guys just like walk away.
They were
just silently walking away.
Why didn't they run?
And the people in the cafe, the like few ladies shouting no. No, no. And people in the comments were like,
no one
said anything when the guy was being assaulted.
Yeah.
When he takes out a gun.
Yeah, when he's about to defend himself. People shout no, he didn't shout. He didn't shoot.
Right.
No, not bad.
He just pointed a gun at them and made sure that they fucked off.
Right.
Then that's good. Took back all his belongings that were on the floor and everything.
Oh.
Now that's...
Yeah.
That is control.
That's control, and that's proper use of a weapon.
Maybe the two black guys recognize him as the guy who was the farm owner.
Races against their
in the cotton field. It's like, hey, I know this guy.
Reparations.
Yeah. My great grandparents worked in his field.
Yeah,
he's now we're here to pay.
He's got that
to pay for his crimes.
It might be South Africa, you know.
Probably.
It might be.
Could have been. Yeah.
The old man looked like maybe he might be Charlize Theron's uncle, who is a nut job.
Really?
Herself, Charlize Theron.
Oh yeah.
She's a nut job. She adopted two African kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Transitioned both of them.
Oh yeah.
Whoa. No, are you serious?
No, like got them to wear clothes, but I don't know where.
Transitioning? Yeah.
What, from guy to girl or girl to boy?
Yeah, from boys to girls.
Their choice or what?
They can't have a choice.
No, as in, did they express something to her?
I don't know, they're kids.
How old are they though?
They're less than 12.
5 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're going to regret it when they grow up.
Right. Maybe the boy, right? They were first boys, now becoming
girls.
Did
they watch White Chicks and like...
Maybe they're walking through the Toys R Us and they're like, oh, nice. Bobby. Nice doll. And then it's like, confirm.
Yeah.
Confirm girl. Maybe the boy picked up the doll because he saw tits. And it's like,
yeah,
I like those tits.
Maybe he just likes white girls.
And then Charlie Theron's like,
yeah, maybe he just likes white girls.
Yeah. I like Barbie, white. But now they're like, apparently there's going to be like white Barbies, black Barbies, big.
How many times have we picked up a Barbie and then look under the skirt to be like,
but
what's
but
under
you see,
there?
This is not the first.
Right.
All the time.
But you see, Sean, right?
So that's
not
too revealing.
This is not the first non-white Barbie, right?
No, no. I don't know who was saying it, but they're planning to like release diversified Barbies or something, right?
That happened a long time ago.
No, long time ago, yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Someone bought for my sister the Indian Barbie set in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah. Barbie has been quite liberal in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
They want to enter a different market.
Yeah,
because
they want to capture every market.
They're releasing all sorts, right? So like there's down Barbie.
The Chinese Barbie just has melanin.
Wait, are you saying down Barbie? Are you being serious? Down Barbie.
Eyes are a little bit droopy.
Hey, there's a Victoria's Secret model who has who has learning disabilities.
Who is a little bit down. Yeah.
So, you know.
Who's a little bit TikTok.
They want to be inclusive, right?
Learning disabilities, full-blown Down syndrome, right?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Bastu put out the pictures and the article and
I think she, definitely.
But you
IQ above 100. Sorry, below 100. Below 100.
But you realize...
No, I think Down syndrome, right? She has Down syndrome.
Yeah, but do you know how they got it wrong? Yes, they may have gotten a... model with Down syndrome, but they still got a hot model with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Was she hot? Was she a banging bot?
Yeah.
Banging bot.
Okay. And you know that blowjob is going to be good. It's going to be wet and sloppy.
Yeah.
Where's Oliver?
Just like Jamie Oliver.
for her, when you fuck her and she moans and she tries to count 1 to 10, but she misses a few numbers in between, it's like, fuck.
Good enough.
No, good enough, lah. Can you make it to 20 before I come?
In the end, it's still appearances.
1, 2, 5, 7. What comes after 7? It's okay. Just keep going. Make it up as you go along.
You're doing it wrong.
Josie, you should never work with kids who are suffering from Down syndrome. Make that a mental note.
I just don't want to work with kids.
If you ever get an opportunity,
yeah,
reject it.
Yeah, I just...
Wait, hang on. No one was talking about kids here, just Down syndrome. We're talking about the model who's of age. Yeah.
The thing
not
is...
No, because if they're that hot, they won't be anywhere near us.
Yeah, that's also true.
The thing is,
she's hanging out with Victoria's Secret's models there.
But can we pretend to be Down syndrome so that she will find like an ally in us?
No, she is beyond this point already.
I can pretend to be a bit retarded.
She might be actually wanting like some model to fuck her now.
Right.
And then like in hopes that the model is going to have a good story to share with his friends.
Right.
And I fucked the downy.
The way I pronounce some words can show that I can prove that I'm a retard.
Mm.
I might be able to like, you know, mingle with her and then she's like, hey, I find this guy I can click with. He can't really pronounce some words right. You know?
Yeah, just finds out that you're dyslexic. I was like, I've gone too far down the road. You know, the other thing is that, you know, they need to wake up and see, like, if it's a big company trying to do this, right, it's always for your money and for your viewership. They don't really care.
100%,
about you,
yeah. 100%.
Disney is doing it with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. If the leaks are to be believed, they're doing it a very woke way.
I think it's proven. No, I think it's true.
No, the leaks are true.
The articles.
So they've shown that the Seven Dwarfs are not going to be played.
Those weren't leaks. That is real. So
yeah, they announced it.
They announced it. That is their way of diversifying Snow White.
So you see, now there's a line that's been blurred. I can't tell if the ones running Disney's, they might be retarded.
Oh, they're definitely a bit down.
Yeah.
Snow White and the seven
dwarfs.
Yeah. Not Snow White and the seven differently able people.
Piers Morgan had this like discussion with two people.
Yes, one dwarf who is a WWE
used to play Hornswoggle.
Yeah.
The character Hornswoggle on WWE.
Oh.
And then another guy is a gay guy who's an activist. Yes.
Right.
And the gay guy even refused to use the word dwarf.
Yes.
Right.
And he deflects it. He says that using the dwarf guy is just what was his word, like a cheap shot or something at him.
Oh, that was what he was trying to say.
Yeah, because he can't answer the question. Yeah. Because the worst thing is, right, neither of them let the dwarf, Hornswoggle speak. He's trying to get his point in and Pierce is shouting at the guy and the guy's like...
Shouting at the gay fella, the gay activist. Yeah,
and the guy's arguing back. And this one is... He, who everyone should be listening to about this, no one's listening.
He did make his point. He said that you guys have just stolen the jobs away from dwarfs and dwarf actors.
That's the most important point.
No,
and
only
he
that,
didn't agree with Peter Dinklage as well. He said that Peter Dinklage had no problems cashing checks for other dwarf roles.
Yeah.
Like in Elf.
Yeah.
Right?
That was a terrible movie, dude.
Terrible movie, but that money didn't hurt him.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't say that. No, I'm not.
Peter Dinklage was okay for the Snow White?
No, he's... He's saying that we should get more other roles, not only dwarf roles.
Yeah, no. That's the whole thing about the
no,
thing.
No, so he's saying that don't talk about dwarf roles.
Mm.
That we should get normal roles. So this Hornswoggle was saying that what the fuck? That is hypocritical.
Mm.
Just because you have done one role, out of your the normal stereotypical role.
Yeah,
like the typecast role.
Mm.
You have done just done one.
Mm.
And now what? You no longer do anything dwarf related?
Yeah.
And the worst thing is...
And also because he's Peter Dinklage, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he made it already, so-called.
He made it already.
Mm. He's
the
up
rest
there.
Of them, they basically took the one role that is meant for them.
Imagine a dwarf actor coming up, trying to make it big, and then Snow White could be his breaking role, and then he could be the next Peter Dinklage in that sense. And preventing... that person from achieving his dream.
Yeah, and they even went to the extent where the Hornswoggle guy broke down, saying that he analyzed the Snow White story, saying that all these dwarfs, right, are actually very good people,
right,
in the Snow White story.
Yeah,
they are hardworking. They have their own money. They have their own house.
Yeah. Yes, and they're allies of Snow White,
Of Snow White. Yeah. So they actually save her.
Correct.
They do good things for her.
Yeah.
Right. So. These are traits that people should look up to. So what's wrong with dwarfs acting in that?
Even though there's arguments that they do represent the seven deadly sins also, but doesn't matter.
Yeah, la, but that one is people trying to extrapolate and yeah, like
grumpy, like, for like
put,
all, you know,
like put up your own like fucking ideas into a right. story. La.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At one point when I was watching that discussion argument shit, right? I was like, fuck, the porn version of Snow White and Seven Dwarfs actually did it better. They actually got Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah.
Oh, and shit. The other thing is that
and they got black people to act as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And the worst thing about the whole
and the black people used all of their powers in the movie.
All the powers.
All yeah, their the powers. Seven Dwarfs. They fucked the evil queen. Fucking anal, the dicks, right? Everything. She took interracial scene.
The seven dwarfs evil were the dicks, right? The dicks, right? Was the black people's dicks, right?
No. Oh, the seven dwarfs.
Yeah.
In the porn version, I think it's an Italian porn movie.
Right.
The seven dwarfs will actually teach Snow White how to masturbate.
Ah.
Wow. And
like they will use like I think reddish.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll use a radish as a dildo.
The witch came with a poison what dildo.
The witch, right, and Snow White would actually not even interact in this film. The right. witch is like too busy getting DP'd.
Yeah, for yeah. her to yeah, okay.
Then the finale scene is the Prince Charming fucking yeah. Snow White on the ledge of a castle.
Oh. Yeah.
And then from pussy, he'll go anal. That is the climax.
So that's finale. That one. But do you know who's playing the Wicked Witch in the Snow White?
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Oh. Yeah, so people were saying that...
She's hotter than
Snow White. She's hotter than the Snow White.
Why would she right. have to be jealous of?
So they were putting pictures of true. The girl who acts as Snow White, right, from a previous film.
Yeah.
With like no makeup and everything. And then she looks like an ordinary girl.
Mm.
And then they put a Gal Gadot's picture.
Mm.
And like... What is this? She's meant to be playing the ugly witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she true. Asked the when it she asked the mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? And the mirror says you.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then she'll be like, I prepared the poison apple. Damn. Also, and there's no need to look.
Should
for
I just
anyone.
Eat this apple now?
Yeah. I was like, what
how
the
does
hell?
That work?
So I don't yeah. know.
I really hope that like for you know like in Fight Club at the end they have the one frame of like a penis.
Yeah.
They should do this for the Snow White. Like just have the opening credits like Disney and then after it just change film to like the porn version.
The porn yeah.
Then all no, the kids will be like, what the fuck?
You don't
is
have
going
to do
on?
That. You just have to get the camera operator to like, you know, yeah, just switch
the
like
film.
Like what they did in Inglorious Bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
Spice it in.
Or you just alternate control alternate lah tap.
But now all digital projectors lah.
Yeah.
You could probably do it on your computer.
Yeah.
Then like hack it in and send.
What? Control tab. Control tab to next screen.
Yeah. Hopefully with all the negative feedback they're getting,
they will scrap this.
Scrap. Like don't even make the movie.
Hopefully the stock price collapsed.
Wait, what happened to Little Mermaid?
It didn't do well. I think bombed. It tanked. It tanked at the box
office. Saw the light of day.
It saw the light of day. But it bombed. It's out already.
It was released like a month ago.
And they blamed it on white supremacy.
No, really? That's what they say, lah.
That's what I hear, lah.
Right.
They like say, oh, it's been because of like, like.
They just blamed it on racism, lah.
Da racism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should watch
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid in the Ku Klux Klan outfit. No. Yeah, just white outfit.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Just wear a bed sheet and be like, yeah.
If the mermaid can sing, it's all good. It's just that we can see past your bullshit, lah. We can see past your like casting everything, all just to get like. Onto woke people's side, and it's not you don't even mean it. Like,
right?
If you meant it, right, you would go out there and ask writers. In fact, you will be paying your writers properly, lah.
Mm.
Yeah, right now.
True. Yeah,
you'd be doing something original. Like I always said, like you know, instead of turning classics,
yeah,
and like washing it whatever color you want,
yeah,
make originals that can
in
beat
this
the
case
classic.
Blackwashing.
Yeah, blackwashing. Yeah, but you just make originals that can beat. The classics.
Why not support writers or projects that are independent? You know, not like a remake or.
Why do we need to? Why do we need to change a fairy tale? Why not just make a new fairy tale?
Yeah, create, just make a
create something that makes sense. Don't redo.
There's no harm in redoing.
There's no harm in redoing. Yes,
if you do it with integrity
and
if the person who originally created the first version right approves of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the
but
thing.
But all these stories, right? The people who created this
it's just to pander.
Really.
Oh, yeah. And it's also to pander. And most of the the ideas here are now to pander to what they deem yes. society
no,
wants
to be
to
used
watch.
As propaganda.
I think someone placed it yeah. very, very clearly that if you push to big things that you like certain stuff, they will sell that stuff. They right. don't actually care about you. They just care whether they can sell it to you.
Yeah,
for sure.
And
yeah.
now the people protesting also don't care. Like those people protesting, they just want to get their way. They don't actually care about the cause. They just want to get their way. And they're just happy with seeing the results, even though it means nothing. Like the oil protesters, they don't care.
Yeah.
They're using stuff that's not eco-friendly as well, but they don't care. They're just making their own. They want to make their point.
Do you know who cares? Tom Cruise cares about making films. I watched a Mission Impossible. Dead Reckoning.
Yeah, that's kind of a...
Oh, Jesus Christ, sick. Dude. It's fucking amazing.
His commitment to the stunt's a bit scary.
Whether you love him, hate him, or whether you agree with his Scientologies and whatever shit... His personal life. You have to respect his filmmaking.
God damn.
That guy pushes the envelope, dude.
The envelope. Okay, yeah. that is true.
Yeah.
The last Mission Impossible film I watched, right, was the one that was shot at the Burj Khalifa.
There was two...
Two films before. Yeah. That was the end for me. Like,
you didn't like it.
I couldn't take it anymore. Like,
is dude, it the
like this kind of shit never happens?
Oh yeah, okay lah.
Then again, it's a film.
But then don't insult my intelligence by like shooting it at Burj Khalifa and say that yeah, all of this shit is happening there.
Hey, but this one he
not all, but he did from a.
He rides off a motorcycle off a cliff.
Yeah, I know the stunts and all. Amazing.
Yeah. And the best thing is he doesn't force a stunt person to do it. Like he does it himself.
Yeah.
But if you don't judge him too yet until you watch Fast and Furious, that one is way way over the top. Fucking like drive. Did they have one where they took a car into space or some shit?
Destroy
right?
the satellite.
Yeah.
Response to that right is what is Fast and Furious?
Yeah. And then the way they escape is they dock with this International Space Station.
Yeah. That was true, right? It's a legit thing. But Fast and Furious for me only ended at 5, where they robbed. It was a heist movie
It stopped being a car movie at Fast and Furious, Tokyo Drift or. 3. It stopped being a car movie already.
But the last one I watched was
and this was like
dude,
the Fast and Furious franchise.
You went from street racing
right?
to being international super spy. Dominic Toretto is basically superhuman.
Yeah,
you know.
I felt the precursor to Fast and Furious right was gone in 60 seconds.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that was a fun movie.
That was a fun movie, right? And then you had that, the show where not the show, the game, Need for Speed.
Need for Speed, right?
The nitrous and all this kind of shit, like
that's what inspired it.
Oh, the Italian Job. Yeah. The Italian Job was a fun movie as well.
The Italian Job was a good movie.
Yeah. Good and fun, entertaining as well.
Entertaining.
Both
the classic and the remake.
But you go, I mean, you watch Fast and Furious, you just watch it from not one. All the way to like now 10, right?
No, like I can't do it, dude.
It's
getting too ridiculous.
It went from street racing, bringing down like drugs. Then number two is
Tokyo Drift.
Roughly, is it Tokyo Drift?
They knew that we are going to use this term for the movies. That's why they casted him. They casted Ludacris in the film.
Because it's ludicrous.
Ludacris.
But Fast and Furious 5 was the last one I watched, and that was good. That was a heist movie. Which I think is good. That was the last one that Paul Walker was in before he died.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. It still makes sense. Like some of it was a bit crazy. Like exploding the fucking safe and then having two cars drive the safe down the street. But it was good.
That one kind of led to number 10.
Yeah.
The bad guy number 10 was from that.
They're trying to tie everything into this whole law thing.
I like how nobody
dies. It was just getting too insane.
Nobody died. No good guy. Okay, except for Paul Walker,
but
that one.
But that one
he
died in real
life.
Didn't some of their characters die in the film? Then they come back again.
Died quite convincingly. Also, Han died with very little times away. Like he flipped over, and boom, and then you know I'm supposed to believe, that was like
he somehow escaped.
Yeah, that was like fast forward. So in real life or in the real version of it, right, there was like 10 minutes between the explosion what's that guy's name? Jason Statham's character. Whatever, his character walked by and like, you die. Poof.
Yeah.
And he survived. and later on Gal Gadot's character falls off a plane into darkness.
Even she is acting in this.
Yeah, she came back in. Oh, spoiler alert! Sorry, was, yeah. Spoiler alert to anyone that didn't watch. Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah.
Right, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, Helen Mirren's in Fast and Furious as well.
What the fuck?
Helen Mirren, Charlize Theron as well, right? Charlize Theron.
It's like Expendables, but
Helen Mirren, The Rock
with
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he came
Dwayne
back.
Johnson, yeah.
I mean, he's about to
Tyrese?
Come back.
Tyrese in it?
Yeah.
All in, yeah. It's for the money, la. It's for the paycheck, la.
Yeah. Basically, the saddest thing is the whole wide world is the only one of the original cast member that didn't come back is the guy that passed away in real life.
Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Didn't get to renew his insurance.
No, and irony, he died in a car crash.
Yeah, he died in a car crash. Yeah.
That he wasn't driving.
That he wasn't driving?
He wasn't driving. Was
driver.
His friend was driving.
Oh, my God. That's like
extra
sad. That's like quite tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why in shit, what's his real name?
What?
What's Dominic Toretto's real name? What's the actor?
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Yeah. Shit, I forgot.
Vin Diesel. Dude, I came across this YouTube channel, right? Fucking YouTube is it's a gold mine for content, la.
Yeah. What?
I came across this YouTube channel where they actually this filmmaker was reviewing Vin Diesel's film school short film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually fucking good, dude.
He was younger.
Yeah, no, when he was filmed like in his early 20s.
When
early
he had hair.
Little bit of hair lah. So he was an aspiring actor.
Yeah.
He went to film school, aspiring actor, but he was working like in the bar as a bouncer and everything, trying to make it big in Hollywood. So he decided to write, direct, and act in a short film, hoping to send it to like casting agents and all that, and to make it in Hollywood lah. And that short film is actually him. He plays himself or a version of himself, like trying to make it in the film industry. So it's a very meta thing.
Okay.
And you see his acting and the way that it's being written and his character and the people around him it's pretty good. It's pretty decent, man. And then like the comments would be like, yeah, he went from like a genuine like artist
actor to family
to like doing this Fast and Furious, like selling out to like Fast and Furious shit.
Yeah. The money there, I think he's set for life, lah. Anyways, I saw him once in like a lawyer role.
Huh?
He was like, I think he was an attorney or something. He
really?
Had hair. Yeah. It was like an Italian lawyer.
The only film that I've seen him in without it being a franchise was Saving Private Ryan.
And he died.
He was the first to die.
Yeah, he was the first to die. Killed because he wanted to save a girl. Family.
Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan. I think he got that, if I'm not wrong, I think he got that small part of the role because of that short film.
Yeah. So what, Spielberg saw
Someone that, saw someone. It, show it to Spielberg, and then someone like...
This guy's got heart. Let's shoot him in the heart.
Let's shoot him in the heart.
Yeah.
Let's shoot him in the heart.
So, I mean, maybe people could argue that maybe he's doing it right.
Yeah,
you know, making money.
I mean,
he
sold that role. He sold dying. Yeah.
Yeah, selling like blockbuster after blockbuster, rather than being like a starving artist.
Yeah, but
either way,
I think XXX has died a horrible death. That franchise.
Which one was first? XXX or Fast and Furious?
XXX.
XXX was first. Yeah. That was in 2002, 2003. If I still remember.
Yeah.
Very early 2000s. Yeah. It doesn't hold up.
XXX was first.
Yeah.
And then was Fast and Furious.
Mm. They did a XXX 2 with Ice Cube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't do well as well.
Then he came back in 3.
Yeah, they had like a franchise.
Mm. Oh.
XXX, then XXX, Ice Cube, and then XXX where he came back.
Where Vin Diesel came back.
Like it was said that his character faked his death and then he came back out. And then he did it with Donnie Yen. And
of course you all have to fake your death.
He doesn't die in any movie, bro.
Yeah, he doesn't.
But I think the one that I liked him in was Pitch Black.
Is it the one where he plays like a blind guy?
Yeah, not blind guy. Furion. He plays the guy who's got he can night vision.
Oh.
Pitch Black was not about him. Pitch Black was about like the monsters.
Right.
And then he was one of the protagonist, like one of the protagonists. And then that led on to Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah.
Then afterward, the last one I think is
that was a Riddick. Hit for him, right?
Yeah, that was Chronicles a hit. Of Riddick. So that was Pitch Black. I don't know when the Pitch Black came out before the rest. So Pitch Black was one where he was Dominic Toretto on a space on a spaceship.
Yeah.
And then it was Chronicles of Riddick.
Yeah.
And then Riddick, I think.
Right.
Like Chronicles of Riddick and Riddick.
Yeah.
Where they retcon a lot of things.
Yeah. Pitch Black is what a white woman who goes for her first orgy and then realizes that everyone there is black.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, what else am I up to? Should I leave now? The door is locked. Oh my god.
I was like, But it was pretty.
Do we have enough loot?
And then she calls the cops, and then they're like, "What's the problem, miss?"
It's pitch black.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty.
There's not enough loot, and I'm hurting.
It was pretty cool, though. Actually, pitch black, like the whole, yeah. You know, the ship crashing down on this planet that experiences total night for I forgot like one whole year.
Right.
And then all these creatures that only come out at night comes out and eats everything.
But if it's if it's night every time, then the creature should be out and about.
It just happens that he can see at night.
Oh.
Just like his eyes are.
Have you guys evolved. Watched the movie The Phantom?
Of the Opera?
The Phantom.
The one with superhero. The purple suit.
Yeah, purple suit. I forgot what that guy's name. Billy Zane.
Billy Zane, yeah.
Billy Zane is the hero. He wears a ring.
Yeah.
He's like a spandex. Oh, no.
Spandex
Batman.
He's like Green Lantern, but purple. La.
No. He has the power of like animals or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, then he's like in a cave or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like he's also like rich, so he's like Batman mixed with spiritual Batman. I don't know.
Okay.
Why? The story, the what do you call that? The look of the movie, right?
Mm.
Looked damn good.
Right.
Then when you watch it, right, you're like, fuck, I never want to watch this again. That was so boring and it was not connected at all.
Not really, lah. Not really. But it was part, I forgot, if they are DC, not a DC. They are.
Might be DC.
Might be.
Might be DC. And they have not used him again.
Right.
No.
The character, the Phantom, right, is like nowhere to be found. Right. But the look of the Phantom, right, was damn cool.
I mean, I love.
He could have been the first gay superhero. Purple fucking spandex.
Right. Give him a rainbow flag, lah.
Yeah, even
rainbow cape.
Oh no, what's that?
And it covers the hair,
right?
And the face.
Flash like Gordon.
Flash Gordon. Was it Flash Gordon?
No. Flash Gordon. Phantom and another.
Oh, they reused him again.
No, they are part. They are part of a group.
Okay.
Like you know, like a Justice League, but
gang, lah.
Yeah, something like that. And I just read it somewhere.
They Ansun Dong, lah.
Yeah, but this is like the old Defenders of the Earth. This was an old cartoon.
Ah, there. Okay.
Oh.
So yes. Phantom, then Flash Gordon.
Yeah, because in this, right, Flash, Phantom looks black.
Right.
Mm.
But in real life, they were like, there's no way you're going to have a black hair.
So what, Vin Diesel played the Phantom? Or?
No. Or some other guy.
Ah, okay.
I remember watching it on Laserdisc. Billy Zane.
Right.
Billy Zane was a... Phantom, but he's supposed to be really cool, like got cool gadgets and that's how he looks.
Can I see? Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that.
Kind of cute though.
Supposed to be cool.
No, like the posters for it and everything, it looked damn cool. But then when you finally watch the movie, you're like, fuck lah.
It's a guy in purple spandex.
Purple spandex.
They put all their resources
into meant to be rich.
Yeah, they put all the resources into the trailer and the poster.
Yeah.
And then when you go into the movie, it's like, I've been conned. But too late, you already paid for the ticket.
You already paid for it.
Yeah, so they actually made money.
But that's the whole thing about, if they want to do a Phantom again, they have to make it really cool. Like what they did with Batman in The Flash.
Mm.
They brought back Tim Burton's Batman the best way I can ever remember. It's like my childhood being...
Also Michael Keaton, lah. That guy is solid.
Yeah. That guy's solid, but wow, it's like seeing him in his old... Like, they didn't take Michael Keaton and then put him in some fancy or like...
Michael Keaton's like the roles that he has done leading up to this film, right, were damn real.
Mm.
Like Birdman, Founder.
Yeah. He was in the Boston Globe, the newspaper.
But if you talk about versatility,
Spotlight.
Spotlight, yeah. That was a good film as well.
Yeah. Tell me about versatility. This guy played Beetlejuice and then Batman.
Yeah.
You know, he played two opposing characters.
He's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have basically done Batman all by himself. He could have played Batman and the Joker.
Mm. Yeah. No, like the Joker was Jack Nicholson.
But he could have, like, I mean, Beetlejuice, Joker. Quite
close. It's hard to outdo Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking watch The Shining, the original one. And then you're like,
phew. Yeah, Johnny.
There is only the original one.
No, they remade it into like a tele series.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
Shit, I didn't know about that.
Yeah,
that on Netflix?
No.
Amazon
early Prime. Early to mid 2000s. They used to have it like on Channel 5.
Right.
And was like after news. It was like after 10 p.m.
Wasn't good.
That's a
No one remembers it, so I don't think it
that's
it
a
made
sequel to The Shining, right?
Is there a sequel?
There is. Yeah.
What's the book?
No.
Recently, the
film.
Yes, there's a film.
Doctor Sleep.
Ewan McGregor. Ewan McGregor was the kid that survived.
That he grew up now. Yeah.
Oh
and
my!
And then he finds this other girl who's even more powerful with The Shining than he is.
Yeah.
And she.
And they expanded on the lore of the Shining.
Apparently,
they're
vampires feast on your Shining.
Yeah. For them to get stronger and
for them to stay young.
Stuff, yeah.
Stay young.
Oh, that's interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty good. I enjoyed it.
When did this movie come out?
Six years ago.
So maybe. The production has to be good, lah.
Yeah.
Doctor Sleep.
They called it that already. But I like how they expanded it. Like they made it in such a bigger universe.
But was it like anything good like the first Shining? Like, because the way Stanley Kubrick took it, right, it was like fuck.
They went back to the
mansion. They used the ghost rights to fight against the vampires. I can't.
Not giving anything away, lah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers for me.
But the ending was like a salute, lah, to the Shining. Yeah. Nice way to end.
Also, kind of have a crush on the bad guy.
The girl.
Rebecca Ferguson.
She's so hot, dude. She's so cute.
She's in
Mission Impossible.
I was like,
she plays like an assassin kind of shit. If like she walks up to me and I'm here to kill, I'm like, oh yeah. Please do. Do it pain. Do it slowly.
I'm also seeing Mantis in a different light.
Mantis.
Pom.
Who's what Mantis?
The bad guy in Mission Impossible. Bad girl. Pom. P-O-M. The Mission Impossible has a bad female, right?
Uh-huh. Huh?
The Asian one looking.
Oh, the Asian one. That's a name.
Pom something.
I.
Oh, and then what's that other girl's name?
Sounds like he's just listing all the different girls.
The French. She's French, right?
French
Asian girl. Yeah.
That's one.
Yeah.
And then the other one. Actually, this all three of them in the new Mission Impossible quite hot. Jenna. Is it Jenna?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. They do cast like hot chicks, lah. Hot chicks and good-looking guys. I've not seen an ugly person in Mission Impossible.
That is Hollywood.
Mission Impossible had like a Maggie Q.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Maggie Q, yeah.
Maggie Q is top-notch.
Yeah. So all of them.
Maggie Q is levels beyond Coco Lee.
Mm. Still alive, though.
God rest her soul.
Maggie Q is still alive, yeah.
Yeah.
Coco Lee, yeah. God rest her soul.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. They have been good with the casting. In fact,
Mission
Impossible 1.
Who was the other Asian
one?
What? Shu Hui.
Shu-Chi.
Ah, Shu-Chi. Ah, that one's
but
also
Mission
peace.
Possible, Mission Impossible 1 had the... I can't remember her name, but she was quite hot, so...
See, as soon as I started struggling with
Shu-Chi. Shu-Chi was in Mission Impossible?
No. I'm just saying, like...
She was in
Asians who acted in American films who were pieces.
Sean can't speak Chinese, but he knows Chinese names.
He knows Chinese
names. Of hot Chinese women.
Chong. Who else? Cecilia Chong.
Cecilia.
Yeah, but too bad she was embroiled in like some scandal with Edison. I cannot remember his name. Edison something.
Chen.
Edison Chen, yeah.
Yeah, the singer, right?
Yeah, because Cecilia Chong was like Nicholas's wife or something. I don't know, whatever.
Right.
Oh, if they did not go to Hollywood, then I wouldn't know.
Wong Li Lin went to Hollywood. Hey, not Wong Li Lin.
Fan Wong.
Sorry.
That was Shanghai
Nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her breakthrough role.
Yeah.
Break into nothing.
Then nothing after that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Took the money and came back, I guess.
Hopefully, it was.
Ivan Heng has a better career.
Mm.
Better Hollywood career. Sixth Sense.
Cameo.
Fifth Element.
Hey, sorry, no. Fifth Element.
Fifth Element, and then what's the other film? He acted in another film as well.
Ivan Heng?
Yeah, there was some other film.
Madam Butterfly? I don't know.
Right.
Fifth Element and some other shit.
When I make a short film, I should hire him.
Yeah.
To
is
play.
Is he even still working?
No idea.
I think locally, theater.
Yeah, more theater stuff.
But I didn't realize how
it's
gay...
It's more the other guy, the other guy that appeared in 2012... You know that Chinese guy that is quite.
I don't know what he's Singaporean. I didn't watch the 2012 movie.
Oh, shit.
No idea.
That was like an Armageddon film, right?
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Rogue Trader, Fifth Element, Public Enemy, Importance of Being Earnest. That's Plays. No.
No.
Rogue Trader only.
Rogue Trader.
Yeah, that's all. For the other guy...
But I didn't know how like how super gay he was till I actually like saw him in person.
Ivan Hing?
Yeah.
Really? I thought he's married?
No, like the way his demeanor and he was talking, he was having a conversation. They were having a meal at Juggies.
Ah, okay.
And then I didn't realize who was the other person that was hanging, having the... Oh, I can't.
This guy appears in more overseas...
He's Singaporean?
Yeah, Singaporean actor. But he appears in a lot of overseas movies.
Thank God you can differentiate them.
Oh, shit. Will this guy, he's Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he plays Shang-Chi.
The one with the lightning.
He plays the big bad guy. No.
Oh.
This guy is not based in Singapore, lah.
Not based in Singapore, but he's Singaporean, lah.
Wait, wasn't he in Dark Knight?
I think he was in Masters of the Sea. I crush him like a cockroach.
Masters of the Sea?
I don't know.
Maybe, might be. But he might have been damn young in that.
He was in Gotham Knight. He was in Batman.
Dark Knight.
He was the Hong Kong... he was the... I guy thought who he was all the mafia's money.
Yeah.
And Batman went all the way
I thought he's a Hong Kong-based actor. Hong Kong, yeah.
They list him as a Singaporean actor.
This fella was in Potong Pasir.
Yeah, you go and see. He's probably born in Pasir Ris.
Born in Pasir Ris. Yeah. What, block 107 Pasir Ris?
Yeah.
Street 21.
Yeah, that's how we know he was meant for success.
You go there, you find one Amma, then you show the picture, then Amma start talking.
I knew him.
Chin-Han is definitely not based in Singapore.
He used to run across my house. Just wearing his underwear.
Run across my house in all fours.
Yeah,
for a moment, I thought that was a wild boar, but that was a guy.
And his mom used to cane him right outside of my door.
Yeah. We should get him for a podcast, dude.
If you can.
Hey, we have a short film idea. Sure. Yeah, it's about this bus that goes around picking up hot women and then paying them money to stay on the bus.
I knew it. Master of the Sea, lah.
Oh, that means he was one of the sons.
He's Edward Cheng. Well, Master of the Sea, main role. Then he was in
main
Fringe.
Role?
Yeah. Look at that, man. He's in Masters of the Sea. He's Edward...
Scissorhands.
Yeah, I remember seeing him. So, okay. He was in Masters of the Sea.
I need to see him in Masters of the Sea itself.
Yeah.
Like, because all of them look ridiculous in that. Like, watching it now.
Yeah.
Like, on Netflix. Then, like, I was like, fuck.
You can be Master of the Sea, but I'll be Master of the Bed. By masturbating.
Hey, but considering he went from Master of the Sea to Hollywood,
to Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Not too bad, lah. Which cock did he suck? I want to know, because I want to do the same.
His own.
Harvey Weinstein.
Now that Harvey Weinstein has been dethroned, I want to find out which fucker takes his place. Or has taken
his
place.
They keep saying, it's a gay mafia.
Gay mafia?
Right.
In Hollywood.
I need to pee, lah. Shall we call it?
Hey, but we're not going to talk about the 21-year-old...
How long have we...
1 hour.
Wow. 1 hour without talking about... We just free...
Free, okay.
Free...
We'll call this one the free and easy episode.
Free and easy episode. Freestyling.
Freestyling.
Mainly because
today
nothing
we don't touch rape, lah.
Yeah, no rape.
Yeah.
No rape.
No sexual assault.
We'll bring back...
I think it's also for the good, lah. Because whatever material I had thought about it in my mind...
Yeah, gone.
It would not make it onto the final cut, lah. It would be limb-waming out of, like, existence. Or Josie might say that, you know, he might be cursing and swearing us after this.
Yeah.
When we are relaxing with a couple of malt beverages, he might say that, fuck, I need to do some work on this. I need to cut this out, that out.
I'll clip it and then use it for my audiobook masturbation sessions.
To all future Patreon members, Breaking Wind is going to make a return.
Breaking Wind has always been on the roll.
It has always been on the roll, and the future Patreon members would never know that it stopped.
Wait, now they will.
Now they will, because you said the future people. It's gonna make a return.
Yeah, it's gonna make a return.
Ciao.